Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of drawing close to you, dying to carnality and living for spirituality, which is good. Thank you, Lord, that Christ's life is fruitful labor in the flesh, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 to 4. We know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
Okay, let's just share this. This portion of the scripture here is saying if we drop this body, God has got a place for us, you know. So that's for the saint, must be a reality, must believe it with all his heart. The word is true. Amen. Absent part of the body is present with the Lord. To live is Christ, to die is gain. But now we're going to just go on now and it's talking about the faith walk. What is so necessary here for us now. Okay, carry it on, my sweetie.
Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life.
Amen. So Paul's writing here in that, but while we are here, we want to have fruitful labor that is of benefit. And that fruitful labor is taking hold of the Christ life. And that Christ life is the life that has been given to us now. Resurrection life, the Christ life, eternal life. And that's why the Bible says, set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because your life now is hid with Christ in God. So that's your inheritance, is to partake of that which has been laid up for you. So the encouragement here, and we're going to go see it tomorrow, especially we can just see there, that's why we have the Spirit. That's why God has given us the Spirit. If it was just about going to heaven, then when we got baptized, we them go straight to heaven. But we got the Holy Spirit so that we can take hold of this Christ life, and this Christ life can then be manifested in this physical bodies, because that's why God made us. He made us. We spiritual beings with a soul in a body, and he made us to unite with him, fellowship with him, walk with him, so the soul could be saved and this body could express then the purposes, the good works laid out for us, our life written in heaven, our story written in heaven, our names written in heaven. That's what it's all about. It's the kingdom. Once the kingdom has come to us and we're born again, that life has got to manifest. We've got to put on Christ. And that's what is so important. We can see that in John 15, 16. He says, I called you and I called you to bear much fruit. So we are here to have fruitful labor, and the fruitful labor is staying in tune with God so that our souls can be saved, so that we can fulfill the purpose God has got for our lives. So we are, John 15 is beautiful. And then there's also in Luke 13, it talks about the tree that is not bearing fruit and is close to being cursed. Luke 13, 6 to 9. And then he says, I'm going to pull it up. And then the gardener tells him, no, dig up around it. And that digging up around it, yeah. And then put fertilizer in. And if it doesn't bear fruit, then the tree can be pulled up. So that's it, speaking about having fruitful labor. And that's what our repentance must be all about. It's about fruitful labor. In the beginning of the chapter, verse 1 to 5, you can see why it's so important for true repentance, so you don't perish. And it talks there about evil people can take you out and chance can take you out. But unless you repent, you will perish just in those ways. So repentance, and then it speaks about this fruitful labor. So what's that fruitful labor about? You see, we were all trees that were bearing bad fruit, self-righteousness and unrighteousness. And now we've come to the Lord. And the digging up is the taking away of the evil in us. A spirit that works in sons of disobedience has been put out. And then we get the Holy Spirit, replaces that spirit, that evil spirit. and it becomes one spirit with our spirit. And then the fertilizer that is given to us now is to keep us alive, keep us in tune with our God. It's the answers day by day, morning by morning, he wakens us. And then it's from that foundation of fellowship, foundation of lifting up the cup of salvation and calling upon the name of the Lord and paying your vows, that which God opens up to you, works in you, you take hold of it and you live it. And this is a death that is pleasing to the Lord, the death of his saints. So that's to be a saint, separated unto the goodness of God, the great and precious promises. And then you are living a life that is bearing fruit, blessing you, blessing your family, blessing your neighborhood, blessing South Africa, Africa, and the world. You are his witnesses. You're the witnesses of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus that's brought life and life in abundance. And that's what it's about, guys. Staying in tune. Psalm 116, verses 12 to 15. The death that is pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.